We were talking about penalty points on our roads and road safety, and the story this morning in the Irish Times, based on figures received by Fine Gael TD Michael Murphy about the number of penalty points that are avoided in court, number of convictions, I should say, for penalty point offences avoided in courts because of payments made to the court poor box, despite the fact that the High Court said there really should be no provision in Irish law to allow this happening, and there isn't really the discretion there from the district court to apply the poor box in instances of penalty points. With me on the line is Susan Gray, who is the chairwoman of Park, the Road Safety Campaign Group. Susan, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me on the programme. You've taken a look at these figures, and the new. Good morning, Susan. The news is that none of them have been, in the last while anyway, applied in Kerry. The poor box hasn't been applied instead of convictions.
No, that's good news for Kerry. We noticed from the figures we got that Wicklow, Leitrim, Clare, Kerry and Kildare didn't use the court poor box for penalty point offences. So people in front of the judges there, they got the penalty points. That's good news, because Kerry had a very bad reputation years ago for letting people give a donation to the court poor box. So yeah, we're getting there, Jerry. We've been campaigning for years now.
You're obviously unhappy in the other county, Susan. Why? Why are you unhappy with the practice continuing?
Right. We're a road safety group, and we're also a group that support road traffic victims. And all our members have lost loved ones in road traffic collisions. So we have a huge interest in road safety. And it breaks our heart to read that a lot of people are still getting away with penalty point offences and a conviction by simply giving a donation to a charity. Even though a ruling was made in 2014, and every single district court judge was written out to and told of that ruling. And we noticed in the media a few weeks ago where a person was allowed to avoid penalty points and a conviction by giving a donation. Now, we're only concerned about penalty point offences. Like, they are a huge deterrent. And if people are going to court, first of all, they're not paying their fixed charge notice that's sent out by the Gardaí. And most penalty point offences have 3 penalty points on them. So if you don't accept the 3 penalty points and the fine, you go to court. So just imagine all these people. The guards have written out to them. They haven't paid the fixed charge notice. Then the guard has to summon them to court. They go to court, and we notice from the report today that some drivers were up in 2 penalty point offences in the one day. 2. And they avoided any penalty points. Now, if you go to court, your fine and your penalty points are increased. So an offence that got you 3 penalty points by paying the fixed charge notice, if you go to court, that increases to 5 penalty points on conviction. So we're so concerned about the drivers that have 2 sets of penalty points squashed in the court, which could have put them over the line.
The limit, and
then they would have been disqualified. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, your argument is, look, the law is there for a reason, Susan. The law is there for a reason, and it's about road safety, and it's about an effective deterrent. And if somebody is left off in this way, then it's weakening the effort to try and make a road safer.
Yes, and it's sending a very bad message to these drivers. So, and it's not going to help in changing their driving behaviour at all. And it's not helping us and the families that we support. It's adding insult to injury. It's adding more pain to the pain we already have. knowing that it's so easy for some drivers to get away with penalty point offences. Now, Deputy Michael Murphy, the Chair of the Eructus Transport Committee, and Deputy Emer Curry, they've been so supportive of everything, all our concerns. When we send it to them, to TDs, they act straight away. Now, Deputy Murphy has raised more PQs on this issue of the court prayer box yesterday. Because now, Gerry, we need to know, what penalty point offences are we talking about here? What charities are accepting a donation to let these that end up letting these people off?
Yeah, well, so well, in fairness, it's not the road. The charities accept the money, but it's the judges who make the decision. So we probably need to hear, I suppose, from the Minister for Justice on it, do we? To say, look, is this going to be clamped down on? And they're reminded you're not allowed to do this under Irish law?
We got many offers for to receive a donation. And in the past, and we've refused all of them. We've written to the district court judges, we've written to the solicitors that contacted us, and we said we could never accept money because it's a conflict of interest. We couldn't allow people to get off with penalty points by giving us a donation. Well, we just couldn't allow it. But we have great faith now, Gerry, in the new president of the district court, Paul Kelly. We had written to the previous president, Rosemary Horgan, in 2015 when we went around courts. But now Paul Kelly has given a very strong statement to Marie O'Halloran in the Irish Times, who broke this story this morning in the front of the Irish Times. We can't thank her enough. Now, the president, Paul Kelly, said that he outlined the ruling in 2014. We would urge him now to write to every district court judge, which we did in 2015, and remind them of this ruling, Gerry. Now, a lot of courts like Kerry are not using the court prayer box anymore for penalty point offences. That's brilliant news. But the president needs to get it over the line now, and the remaining courts that are allowing it, to write to them, remind them of the 2014 ruling and the law in the 2010 Road Traffic Act. And we have no doubt if he does that, we could very well see the end of the court prayer box. This was a brilliant judge. Judge Paul Kelly worked in Carndonagh and Buncrana courts in Donegal, and many of them we attended, many of his sittings, when we were monitoring penalty point and disqualifications. So we have faith now that he will do this, and we will continue working on this, and we will report to the media after the next parliamentary questions come back, Gerry. And thanks so much for interviewing me.
No problem. All right, Susan, thanks very much for that. That's the view of PARC, the Road Safety Campaign Group Chairwoman Susan Gray, talking about that practising. It needs to be stamped out totally in terms of road safety. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.